It is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go. Hello.
Good morning. It's a Friday. Thank you. That's why I'm here.
Bam. Hit him upside the head.
Before the show started, you might not have been aware of what day it was. We here at KHDK aim to please. You now know what day it is. We have fulfilled our jobs. I'm Dave. That's Jay. Good morning. How are you?
You forgot half of it. You have to say the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. 6:01.
There you go.
Oh, hold on. If we're really going to do this.
Need the tip, too.
Yeah, 6:01. Your current temperature, 55 degrees.
Going to be chilly.
High of 91 today.
What?
And, it's getting a little hotter. 97, 95, and then Monday and Tuesday, 99. Then we cool back down into the low 90s. How long summer's going to go this year? I mean, I know what it is, like, date-wise, but you think we'll have, this can be one of those 100, in my mind, I'm like, well, I feel like summer might be, the heat might be winding down a bit. And then I'm like,
Don't you ever jinx yourself that way.
Well, you know, August is just going to be an oven.
Well, you know, isn't July usually the hottest month, or is it August? Does it matter? It's just hot as,
once you get, once you get to 100, it's all just like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's 100 versus 110, I know that that's a difference.
Yes.
But
101 to 105, it's kind of just...
Right.
It's hot.
And even 100 to 110, I'm just like, well, either way, it's way too hot. Period. I don't like it. And I'm born and raised here. And I don't like it. But what do you... There's nothing we can do. That's why... Like,
just there is the AC all day.
I mean, let's see. Hold on here. Temperatures in Sacramento. The normal average temperature... Normal annual average temperature is 61 degrees. I guess that takes all highs.
All 12 months into account.
With the monthly daily average temperature ranging from 46.4 degrees in December to 75.5 degrees in July. So again, that's lows and highs combined. It ain't no 75 degrees mm-hmm. in July. But I guess the premise there is that if they're saying July is at the high, then that would be the hottest month of the year. So you're correct.
To your point, though, this will go into October.
Of course it will. Here's something. Now, first off, you've already learned today's Friday. You've already learned what the temperature and the time is. How about this note? Sacramento has been noted as being the sunniest location on the planet for 4 months of the year from May through August. It holds the distinction as the sunniest month in terms of percent possible sunshine of anywhere in the world. July in Sacramento averages 14 hours and 12 minutes of sunshine per day, amounting to approximately 100% of possible sunshine. Now, hold on a second, because this segment started out as our normal, jokey, goofy warm-up. As a native, born and bred Sacramentonian, it's Sacramento. Why do we not have the sunniest place on earth?
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Screw the farm and fork
thing. Screw farm to fork.
That's a hell of an advertisement to have coming into your city. The sunniest place on the planet.
Nobody cares. Okay. People say that, and I hate that. Not as many people care about farm to fork as for the near explosions in this city on the internet, especially when they changed the
city of trees yeah.
to farm to fork on the thing.
What if I were to tell you I know a guy that actually shed tears for that?
Like real tears? Like was like Or like he was mad.
No, like real.
Wait, hold on. Was it your kid or something?
No, I mean an actual adult.
shed tears because they changed it to Farm to Fork and he wanted City of Trees?
He or she.
She. Oh.
Took it very personally. No one I'm related to or live with, by the
way. Wow. I mean, I think it's dumb. Like, I'm all for Farm to Fork. Whatever, it's fine.
But sunniest place on Earth.
The sunniest
place
on Earth.
Has anybody brought this to the mayor's attention?
I'm so glad you said that. We have his cell phone number. Say we call him. I want to bring Daryl Steinberg on.
Hey, D.
hey, Mr. Mayor, let me help you out here. Who's running the PR for this city? Well, because isn't City of Trees our... Is there any? Am I forgetting an obvious like Sacramento slogan or?
Yeah, basketball hell.
Right. I mean,
actually, should it be the sunniest place on Earth? And like underneath that, like asterisk basketball hell.
Maybe that's why it is basketball hell because it's
too hot.
Damn right.
Well, what's Phoenix's excuse?
I mean, but isn't that crazy? So Phoenix, for example, Palm Springs, the Mojave Desert, Death Valley. This is the
sunnier.
I'm going to look at this again.
Why didn't they do It's Always Sunny in Sacramento? Why Philadelphia?
Thank you. Sacramento is the sunniest location on the planet for a third of the year. I was conceived, not born, but conceived in Guam.
Wow.
And which is a
very personal look into your parents' life.
How you doing? And that is an American territory, whatever you want to call it, military base and all that.
I think territory is the correct
term. Thank you. And it is a territory because my dad was a territorial auditor over there at the time. And that's why that happened. And their slogan, because my parents still have Guam stuff, their slogan was "Where America's Day Begins," because they are the westernmost whatever. And that's what they see the sun rise before anyone else. Right. Mm-hmm. So, why would we, this Sacramento, California, the sunniest place on Earth, that's it.
And then hashtag basketball hell. No, that's how you do it. There's the slogan and then the hashtag.
It's just crazy. I've been on this Earth.
You look dumbfounded.
I truly, it's not a bit.
I didn't know that either.
My whole life.
You would have thought somebody, like when we were in elementary school, would have picked up on that. That's like totally something you learn in second grade, right? Did you know
right.
You live in the sunniest place on Earth?
The state of North Dakota, this is a real thing, has argued before that they want to change their name to Dakota because they think the fact that it's called North Dakota turns off potential visitors,
sure,
because it puts out there how cold it is, and then they
because nobody could Google that, right?
No. and part of their argument was, look at South Dakota. We basically have the same temperatures, but South Dakota has like five times the tourism or whatever as North Dakota because South's in his name. And of course, the counter to that was, yeah, in Mount Rushmore. Yeah, Mount Rushmore, you have Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
They have Mount Rushmore. That's why. It's not.
Yeah.
No one's going to South Dakota for the beautiful weather. They're going for Mount Rushmore,
mm-hmm.
Which is, by the way, overrated.
Never seen it.
Dude, it's a great accomplishment. It's awesome. It's really cool to look at.
Overrated. I never had that on my bucket list. Like,
no.
I still want to do Yosemite. Wyoming, Montana.
You've never been to Yosemite?
I haven't.
Oh, Christ. Jay?
Christ Jay? No, it's
yes.
Jay Mars.
Dear Lord.
I wish. But
Jay.
Yeah, I've never been to Yosemite.
Can we put that together? Can we do a thing where, like, I'll help find somebody to cover? You take – I know you just took a day off.
Could I maybe take 2 days off?
Maybe take – well, let's not go
let's
overboard.
Let's not stretch it. All right.
Let's get you a Monday, Friday wraparound weekend, Friday, Monday wraparound. It's just three – I mean, it's really 3.5 hours because you got to stop and you got a kid and all. Oh, you got to see Half Dome and the waterfall.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. And then, yeah, in that sort of Midwestern area, the Montana, Wyoming. What's the big one? Yellowstone up
Yellowstone.
There? Yeah, I want to go see Yellowstone.
Yosemite's better.
I've heard Yosemite's
it's better.
Better.
Now, there are some Yellowstone truthers out there that'll
probably the people that watch that show.
Right, they'll get angry.
Is Kevin Costner on that show?
Yeah, a little bit.
I might actually watch it.
No, everybody I've seen, everybody I know, it's right in my queue.
It's the Barrett and Draft Day.
Come on, dude. Everyone I know that has watched Yellowstone is a Yellowstone truther. Like, I know it's amazing.
Oh, my dad is a huge Yellowstone
Anyone
truther.
Who's seen Yellowstone says the same thing. Dude, you got to drop everything, and you have to watch Yellowstone. Really, I think maybe since Lost, when Lost first started, I don't think I've seen more passion.
I've gotten to know you well enough to know if somebody's telling you that, that's actually going to push you further away from watching it.
And it kind of has. Plus, I'm waiting for my wife to get done with her second run. Like, I don't want to watch that without my wife. I promised her I wouldn't. And anyone in a relationship goes through that where...
Oh, dude, that's my daily... It's
by
so
the way,
annoying.
It's Black Widow or Falcon and the Snowman or what's... no, Falcon... I think that was a series in the early 80s.
Falcon and the Snowman?
No, I swear to God, I think that was a book or a movie or a series in the 80s. I know Falcon and the Snowman. What is it? Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yeah. Oh, on Disney Plus.
WandaVision, Loki.
Love WandaVision.
I haven't watched an episode of them.
Oh, I'm not going to push you, but I enjoyed WandaVision. I'll leave it at that.
All I'm saying is because my kids, I'm trying to finish them, my wife and kids on...
easy Mortal Kombat.
That is double meaning. I'm trying to get them to finish the Marvel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've promised not to watch. I have a whole range of things I've promised to not
Dude,
watch.
I've given you a list of shows you need to watch. I know you don't touch them.
And I'm stuck because
it's kind of
my
annoying.
Dumb family.
Stupids.
From the 209. Yes, that was also the Dakota argument was also on West Wing as well when Donna was sent out there. Anyways, that's a great
Donna.
Example.
So glad her and Josh ended up together.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you're not.
It was so corny and predictable.
The sign The sign of any show going downhill. You know the show is just about dead when whatever relationship that where they've had that tension for the whole show, the show is almost dead when they finally do the relationship. Another example, Tony Danza and Angela from Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
Remember when they...
Judith Light, is that her
Judith
role?
Judith Light, correct.
Yeah.
That was a major downhill thing.
It's producers and writers giving fans what they think they want versus what they
Nobody
need.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants
or
that
Or needed
at all.
It.
What they do want is they want to stay warm in the evening, right? Especially, I know it's hot. I get it. But at night, it's been nice and breezy, right? I mean, it has. It's been very nice and very breezy. And if you have, I don't know, space heater. If you have a fire pit. Whatever it may be. Also, a lot of grilling, even in the, you know, listen. It's summertime. People are barbecuing. Propane. Stop going to the gas station to overpay for propane you gotta lug around. Not only you have to lug it around, you have to take your old propane tank there that's got the cobwebs and the spiders and all that, put it in your trunk. Cinch.com to the rescue. C-Y-N-C-H. Cinch.com is a propane exchange service. Here's how it works. Put your unused tanks on your front porch. Go to cinch.com, set a date, and how many tanks you need exchanged, or if you need a new tank, a spare, within a day or two, they'll let you know exactly when they're coming, too. They'll show up, they'll exchange the tanks, they'll leave some brand new, nice, beautiful new tanks. Even if it's an exchange, it looks like a new tank. Right on your front porch, they'll leave it on your back porch if you ask them to, whatever you need, they'll take your old ones, and they're gone. It's not a subscription service. You don't get 700 emails and texts. You just call them when you need them, and they show up. It's like the bat signal. It's the cinch signal. Right now, your first exchange, just $10 when you use promo code Dave. Cinch.com, promo code Dave. Cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H, promo code Dave.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
The sunniest place in the world. As a radio show in the morning, so KHDK, that's us. We're going to lead it off next with the British Open update And somebody from America is going woo bonkers over there in a good way. We'll update you on that. Baseball back, A's, Giants. Everything starts after this.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal. In the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
Louis stays in there, proving that he can get things done at a place other than St Andrews, where he won in 2010. He was runner-up in 2015. The sun will set over Royal St George's, and we'll be right back with you after it rises here tomorrow.
Or today.
Or today.
God, yeah. I love that accent.
So doesn't
it's so enjoyable.
It makes everything better.
I agree.
The British, English, whatever you want to call it, accent is the bacon of accents. It makes everything better.
Right.
She could read
the dictionary.
The dictionary. Sacramento's Wikipedia page. It just sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should get a British person to do all of her rejoins.
I'll get on that.
It's good.
Yeah, I think, can't you just like Google like a British voice translator?
Yeah, but then it's like,
back to the Carmichael Dave show.
No. Yeah, that's not going to work.
We'll see. Play around with it.
Colin Morikawa. America, Colin Morikawa, 6-under, 9-under total. What a year for him.
All right?
Shot a 64 today, and whoop, he is the leader by 3 full strokes. Now, yesterday's leaders, Louis Oosthuizen and Jordan Spieth, amongst others, Brian Harman, have yet to tee off. So, asterisk there, but still a heck of a day for Colin Morikawa, so he takes the lead. Let me see. My guy Justin Rose hasn't teed off yet. Your guy Jordan Spieth, Louis Oosthuizen hasn't teed off yet. I had one more. I forget who it was. You had two more. I forgot. Oh, Dustin Johnson. He has yet to tee off.
Yeah, Lee Westwood.
Lee Westwood is
not good.
No, Lee Westwood.
That one's not aging well.
Are you sure you didn't mean Tommy Fleetwood?
Because no.
Also from England, and he's tied for 17.
No, definitely meant Lee Westwood.
So you had what? You had Spieth, Westwood, and who?
Spieth, and Rory.
Rory. And Rory, I think, is like right around even, isn't mm-hmm. he? Right around even. Taylor Gooch is 1-under. Mm. I don't care. I just like saying that. What a name.
I mean, from different strokes to the golf course, it's been great, right?
Yeah. Yes. 2-over. Your projected cut is 1-over. So everybody 2-over and beyond is done. That looks like it's going to include Francesco Molinari. Gosh, has he fallen off the waist? Remember when he was the guy that was going to hold Tiger back from the Masters?
Lefty finished at plus 4 yesterday. Did he already tee off today?
Yeah. Lefty.
Is it not Purdy?
Lefty not making any cuts. Well, he was only 1-over today.
So was he plus? Yeah, he
plus snip, 11. Snip. He had an 80. An 80 yesterday. Oh, Lefty is. And you know the crazy part about that is there's a lot of people that lost some money on that.
Really?
Oh, Phil Mickelson brings. Yeah, he always bet everything on it. You know,
hey, why?
Hey, Phil this, Phil that. Hey, because he won.
So how long is that? How long is that win at the PGA going to last?
Oh,
you know, in the sense of like, Phil might do it. Hey, you know what, Phil? No one's talking about Phil. Let's put some money down on Phil.
That's exactly what it is. You're going to get middle-aged dad who's into crypto and all that stuff.
Crypto and Phil.
All right. He's got the FanDuel app on. You know, obviously he lives out of state because you can't do that here. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you know what? Lefty's due, bro. He's due. Let's do this. I'm going to make so much money.
Oh, got him. Bet all my Bitcoin.
Bet all my Doge. Number two.
Leading off. Cut number two.
2-1 is hit towards center field. On the run is White toward left center. Still going. And right on cue, he gets his first RBI with a long ball to deep left center. And it's 3-0 Oakland.
3-0 Oakland. That was Matt Olson. By the way, Sox and Yankees yesterday was the only game, except it wasn't because, hey, COVID's still here.
Instead of rained out, is it COVID out?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. COVID rearing its ugly COVID head. Not just there. We'll get to this later with Bradley Beal. And that's mm-hmm. that's causing poor Bradley Beal. He's
right.
Really did want to be in the Olympics.
Yeah,
dream of his.
Did you see Greg Popovich's?
Yeah,
it sucks.
It does suck. I mean, I don't know. I don't say about that. That sucks.
But I might be hearing somebody else's music.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, too. somebody local, maybe. The Giants are in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals today. That is at 5:15. But, hey, we here on KHGK, we care about your Oakland Athletics as they start. Yeah, it's weird. Like, they start the second. This is the second half now.
Yes.
But it's not. Like, they've already played over half the game.
The second 45%.
I mean, Oakland's played 92 games. Halfway is 81.
Yeah, but don't we always look at, like, in the NBA, for instance, the second half of the season, yes, after the All-Star break? Yes. They're past 41 at that point.
Yes, I agree with you. It's just, I say second half, and then the nerd in me is like, no, it's not.
No, it's not, actually. They surpassed the second half of the season on July 1st.
A very busy Chris Bassett, 10-2, taking that on the mound against the Indians and Eli Morgan. That's
the Cleveland's.
Yes, that starts. That starts at 6:40, right here on the Sporty 1140. So we'll keep an eye on both of those. Much on that later as we down the stretch we come, ladies and gentlemen. Your Bay Area baseball teams will take a break.
Yeah, that was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, we got your British Open update. Beyond the scores, though, let's talk about Bryson DeChambeau. Great day for him yesterday. He shot over par. He ripped his sponsor. He got ripped back by his ex-caddy and then apologized. All in a day's work across the pond from Bryson. We'll do that next.
Got something to say? Text the show at 916-339-1140. The Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
All right, your British Open updates brought to you by Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices. Always. Hey, is it sometimes about quality, Jay?
I don't think so.
Yep. Always. Always about quality.
Isn't that what really matters?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Also the exact opposite of us.
Yeah. Our slogan would be, it's never about choices and never about quality. Not Naturewood Home Furnishings. Always.
But stop by. We're cheap.
Yeah. Have a seat. Have a seat on our old Arco Arena.
Don't want to pay for a subscription for something? Hey, get you some old free terrestrial radio.
So, I was at the Kings facility yesterday.
Oh, I'm Dave. I go to the Kings facility.
I am,
in the summer.
And I did, and I was. I have something I can exclusively report. This is not a bit.
Can I guess?
I haven't even tweeted it.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Slamson signed an extension.
You think I'm doing a bit? I'm not doing a bit.
I know you're not doing a bit.
That's true.
I'm not doing a bit either.
Oh, that is a fact. They're replacing many of the TVs in the offices.
Oh, boy. Okay, so when you say replace.
Yeah, I know. Draw from that what you will. About the draft is just a couple weeks away.
Right. Dare I say, this goes into the whole theory of breaking curses. I think TVs were the issue.
So here's me, right? So I'm this is how stupid I am. This is why I'm not the right media representative. Because here's my two questions.
So he's in Vivek's office, everyone.
Vivek. Who makes the call to replace the TVs in the offices? And more importantly, I swear on my children's lives I asked this question of very important people. What are you doing with the old TVs?
Listen, I know a guy who knows a guy.
Because they're very nice.
Who needs a TV.
There's nothing wrong with
How
these TVs.
How big are these TVs?
They're big.
Yeah, I wish you would have inquired a little harder on that one.
I just want to know, hey, you're not throwing them out, are you?
I couldn't imagine you walking in this morning. I got a couple TVs from the Kings facility. What'd you get yesterday?
That is, I swear on all that is holy, I asked the question, and then the person I asked it to, like, laughed, and I was like, no, I really want to know.
Right.
And then they asked another important person and then came back and answered.
Yeah, because that is actually, what does a basketball franchise right. that is replacing all the office TVs do with the old ones?
TVs.
Do they donate them? Right. Do they sell them on Craigslist? I have questions.
Do they go to, like, lower level office people?
Right.
Like, oh, hey, you're, because that's what happens here.
Yeah, pat on the head. Ooh. Look what we got you.
When the bosses get new equipment, new TVs, whatever, then we get the hand-me-downs, right? And yeah. Until that's over with. So I didn't want to tweet it, as I know, I wanted to break the news on this show. Anyways,
that's what we do.
That is not a British Open update. The Update is Colin Morikawa is three shots in the lead right now. But
hey,
again,
Colin.
Louis Oosthuizen, Jordan Spieth, Brian Harman, the three folks in the lead or close to the lead yesterday, they all tee off between, well, right now, Jordan Spieth just, I think, teed off. And then
he's on a second shot on hole one.
There you go. And then Louis Oosthuizen at 6:59. Well, yesterday, Bryson DeChambeau. He is such a train wreck, which is great. He's just, even when he's doing well, he's kind of a train wreck. He shot a 71, one over, and afterwards was asked about why he was having so many problems off the tee.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks. It's not a good face for me, and we're still trying to figure out how to make it good on the miss hits. And, you know, I'm living on the razor's edge, like I've told people for a long time. And, you know, when I did get it outside of the fairway, like in the first cut and whatnot, I catch jumpers out of there, and I couldn't control my wedges. So it's quite finicky for me because it's a golf course that's pretty short. And so when I hit driver up there and it doesn't necessarily go in the fairway, it's right in the first cut or whatever, or it's in the hay, it's tough for me to get it out onto the green and control that. But when it's in the middle of the fairway, like I had it on 18, I was able to hit a nice shot in there to 11 feet and almost made birdie.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of things here. Let me start with the one that's not that obvious. So I watched Bryson yesterday morning tee off. I happened to be watching when he teed off. And the announcers were bringing up, I mean, they were usually in golf, for example. It is not, the announcers generally don't question things. They're very nice. But they're sitting there going, why is Bryson teeing off with driver on one? The fairway is like 6 inches long on one. There's no advantage to using driver. Why aren't you using an iron like everyone else? And then he hits his drive and, oh, hey, it's in. When they say it's in the weeds, you have to understand, unless you've been watching, that's an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
It's in long grass that goes up to your hips.
Yeah, it's not your typical just, oh, it's a little rough out there. It's no, you're going to go hunting for the ball if you hit it there.
It's not a little rough.
No.
It's a big rough.
Yes, very big.
Okay. And then he hits it. The rough is so tall. The weeds are so up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right off the fairway. If you and I were playing a round of golf at the local rinky-dink, we wouldn't find the ball. The only reason they found his ball is because 100,000 people are watching for it and they have the Goodyear blimp or whatever. So he bogeys one, right? We talked to you about this yesterday. He bogeyed five holes yesterday, but he birdied four. He ends up plus one, considering it's actually not a horrible round for him. But then he blames his sponsor. No, Bryson.
To put that in context, it's essentially like if you're doing a live read for Hoblet, or
let's use Cinch. Let's use Jiffy Lube.
Okay, you're doing a live read for Jiffy
Lube. It's like if I've been a proud endorser of Jiffy Lube for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I know them. They're awesome. They were a part of the fight for the Kings. Like, we're family. I do consider Jiffy Lube, as do all the people we work with, but Jiffy Lube is family. And if I were to go get my oil changed and there was something wrong, and let me do a right analogy. I was to go get my oil changed at Jiffy Lube, and then I drove like a maniac, and I blew out my engine.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the press conference, Dave, why'd you blow out your engine? Is it because you drove like a moron? No, it's the oil. You know, I've worked real hard with them for years. Well, how do you think they're going to react?
Put it like this. Could you imagine, let's say, all that, right? And you're
right.
10 minutes late. You walk right in. It's 6:10.
Right.
Dave, what happened? Well, stupid Jiffy Lube. God, if they just get their oil correct.
It's never. And we all have that friend or friends that we've had our whole life. And it's never. I used to have a friend. His name was Sasha. Yes, his name was Sasha.
Like Sasha Vujovic.
Yes. And we used to, when everyone's lived in that animal house with five roommates,
yes.
And that was, we had a pool table. And Sasha would usually not win, but it was, he'd hit a bad shot and he'd look at the cue. I didn't chalk it and he'd roll the cue on the table after he lost. Like, I think this is,
he's the guy who misses a ground ball and looks at the glove.
Right,
like, why didn't you get that?
It's never his fault. It was, and I used to bust him out on that. Like, oh, table must be crooked, right, Sasha? And he'd roll a ball and be like, dude, it's a little off. Like, that makes it, because it was a little off for me, too. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still kicked your ass. Anyways, so Ben Showman, you don't know who that is, but
I do.
He's a tour ops manager for Cobra Golf, and he caddied for Bryson at the Rocket Mortgage Classic a couple weeks ago. So here's what he says. Now, you would normally expect a sponsor or a sponsor rep to be like, it's unfortunate Bryson thought that, you know, he's part of the Cobra family and, you know, we'll certainly work harder and we'll try to, you know, blah, blah. That's usually what happens, something like that. Showman says, it's just really, really painful when he says something that stupid. He's never really been happy ever. Like, it's very rare when he's happy. I know that if I got him cornered right now and said, what the heck did you say that for? He'd say that he was mad. He really didn't mean to say it that harshly. He knows how much everyone bends over backwards for him, but it's still not cool. Which I love that.
Yeah.
Just smacked him back. Bro, we have busted our tails for you. We've done everything you've asked. And by the way, you're not an easy guy to work with.
No.
But we work with you. And now you're going to go blow us up in front of everyone because you're choosing to hit driver off a one when everyone else is hitting iron?
Mm-hmm.
No. So Bryson calms down. He goes on Instagram, which is where you go.
Yes, of course.
You go to Instagram to apologize. It's apology-gram.
Now, did he do it in a post or in a story?
It says an apology via Instagram. I'm guessing it was, nope, it's a post. It was a video.
If it's a post, that means it's real. That means it's sincere. If it's just a quick video that disappears in 24 hours, not sincere.
I would say this, though. I would say, yeah, I hear you, but posts can also be written by reps.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Bryson did not pick up his phone and do that?
Well, let me, what'd you say? We have 2 minutes?
We have a minute.
Minute. Okay. I don't have time to do both. Let me just read the apology here. The comment I made in my post-round interview today was very unprofessional. My frustration and emotions over the way I drove the ball today boiled over. I sucked today, not my equipment. Cobra and I have worked together for over 5 years, and they are some of the hardest working people in the golf industry and make an incredible product. Their team is like family to me, especially Ben Showman, who has been there for me every step of the way since I started my career. End post. End apology. Signed, Bryson's agent.
I was going to say, that smells of someone else writing
that's
it.
That was 100% not, like, his agent or
like,
a PR
I'm sorry,
person.
Broson did not just calm down and get real and just you know what?
No.
Let me opine on my own terrible behavior.
Did not happen. That's the type of excuse. What Bryson said about his driver. Exactly. That sounds to me like what Chris from the YouTube chat would say anytime. Chris seems to me like the guy that never does anything wrong, and it's always why didn't my garden grow? Oh, dude, the water's it's too much alkaline, bro.
When his team loses an ultimate frisbee, it was just too round. It was too circular.
Oh, right.
Chris also said you can't follow him on IG. Your thoughts?
Oh, well, that's my loss. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
Somehow I'll soldier on here, and we'll talk about the NBA Finals. Game 5 tomorrow.
We will recover.
Yes, we will. We will preview Game 5. Have the Bucks stolen the momentum? That's what everyone else is saying. It's crap, and we'll tell you why next.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
These people talk endlessly, incessantly. They have a very high number of words per minute.
On Sports 1140 KHTK.
We welcome you back. We got to talk about the old NBA Finals in this segment. But I got to tell you a couple things. Since Tom Brady signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Rays went to the World Series. The Bucs obviously won the Super Bowl. The Lightning, that's the hockey team, won the Stanley Cup. Now, that was their second in a row, but they won the first one before Tom Brady signed. And this just in, Sea Turtles are having a banner year in Tampa Bay so far. The Tom Brady effect is amazing.
God, what would happen if the city of Sacramento, not even sports related, signed Tom Brady? Like the actual city.
Like, just sign him to be
the city manager or something.
There you go. We'd win everything. I'd go home and my wife would be happy to see me. My kids would pay attention to me.
Sacramento, number one travel destination in the world.
Also, real quick, on the basketball front, kind of. LeBron James has him. I don't know if you've seen it. They're not really running any promos for it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He has a new movie coming out called Space Jam.
Space Jam, okay.
It's a remake of the other one back in the day. Weird that they're not promoting it everywhere all the time.
Is this the movie that he did a lot of, like, really deep studying to get in character? Like, to the point he played something like 18 seasons in the NBA
Worked really hard. Daniel Day-Lewis and LeBron James, basically at the same, both method actors. By the way, he was very good in that Amy Schumer movie, though, I will say.
Oh, yeah,
I
that Amy Schumer movie. Is that the same Amy Schumer movie that had John Cena?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought he was actually good.
I don't know the name of it.
Is it Trainwreck?
Maybe.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Real quick, a couple of interviews, a couple reviews are already in for Space Jam.
Oh.
Richard Roper of the Chicago Sun-Times. I've never seen anything like it. I also hope to never see anything like it again, and I wish I could unsee what I have seen.
That's his real review? Well, that's mean.
Hand to God, that's his
Dude,
real review.
That's really mean.
Sean Price of the Spool, whatever that is. No one seems to be in on the joke, especially LeBron.
Oh, no.
Emma Simons of The List. You're generally right to worry when a film has six screenwriters and the story is about as comprehensible as that suggests. New York Magazine says, it fills a two-hour hole in the schedule, which will keep parents happy.
There you go.
And it brandishes the brand, which will keep shareholders happy.
Okay.
Whether it could have also been a good movie might not have crossed anyone's mind.
Okay, nobody actually thought this was going to be a good movie, right? That last review, though, gave me hope because, you know, you don't have to go to theater to watch it if you have HBO Max.
No, you don't.
And so next weekend when we do movie night with Isaiah, I was going to do Space Jam.
We're going to watch it because my son wants to watch it.
And so that's it's for the kids, bro. Same with the first one. But those reviews are great.
Darren Revelle said this morning, and I agree with him, revisionist history has really been kind to Space Jam 1.
Oh, Space Jam, if you just really take a step back, look at it from 10,000 feet and just review it as a film, it's awful.
It's, yeah, it's just not great. It's fine.
It has Newman from Seinfeld. Right. That might be the biggest highlight.
Also, cartoons, not what they were back then.
No.
They're not relevant anymore.
Nah.
Not at least those care. Bugs Bunny is washed.
Is this, was this like them trying to resurrect the whole Looney Tunes brand? Is that the real purpose of Space Jam?
Can we please make the title of the show Bugs Bunny is washed?
Yes. No, Bugs Bunny is washed, dude. Like, let's just call it what it is.
Bugs Bunny is washed. That's going to be today's poll question.
is Bugs Bunny washed?
According to many people, the Suns are washed.
No kidding. No momentum, Suns.
No, we talked about this yesterday, but man, it's just, we should start a new segment called Predict What Sports Radio Will Do, like comparing the dunk, the blocks, Giannis and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks have seized momentum. No, they haven't. They've won two home games, one of them barely.
Yeah. But let's not forget,
barely.
They were down nine
late
into that game.
The Suns, I saw a chart. The Suns, I think, were the Suns covered. For I think it was 90, the betting line. I think they covered the betting line for 94.5% of the game, and then the Bucks ended up covering.
Dude, Christopher Laud had this crazy bet that he almost won on a similar thing like that. I forgot it was basically like he bet, he put $5 down. It would have been a big payout. It was Booker scores over 40, check mark.
Got it.
Ayton has 17 or more rebounds, check mark.
Got it.
Suns win.
Oh, no.
Check mark.
And it would have, that would have been a big payout.
It would have been I'm not going to put the number out there, but it was going to be a huge payout.
Okay, don't put the number out there.
And the stupid Suns lost.
I hear you, but how much would he have won? What? Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Just real quick. Why can't we?
I just don't want to put all his business out there, just 90% of it.
Well, I guess the most important thing we should say is that this was not a, you know, obviously we don't gamble and that goes for everybody. This wasn't, had nothing to do with money.
No.
This was, wasn't he betting pizza with his friend?
Again, can't put out what
it is.
It was a very close family heirloom. We'll leave it at that.
One of his soccer jerseys.
Dude.
Sorry. Sorry.
Like, you have to, like, give the audience, like, something to think about instead of throwing everything out there.
So the narrative here is that the Bucks have seized momentum. Well, I guess seized momentum in the sense they've won two in a row, but Here's what's happened in the finals. The Suns won the first two games at home. Then the Bucks won the second two games at home. The cumulative score of this series, I looked at it yesterday. I think the Bucks are winning by 4 points.
I think it was 336 to 333. Or that might have been prior to game four.
Yeah, that will. That
either been, way, it's right there.
It's right there. They're up by seriously. I think it's 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
This is a and
it's 2-2.
Right. They and let's listen. Almost is almost, but they didn't. They blew. I said this yesterday, Jay. Had they won game four like they won game three, I'd be all over. They found they got the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But you had Devin Booker in serious foul trouble. Chris Paul had a horrible game, and you can credit the Bucks defense and Jrue Holiday for that.
Ayton was crap from the field.
It was crap from the field. Still had a ton of rebounds, but was crap from the field. You're 100% right. You needed a Pantheon block shot by Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You needed 40-plus from Chris Middleton, including eight straight with the game on the line.
Dude literally went to the hospital for his effort. And the Bucks won, and that's great. But no momentum has been stolen.
No, dare I say, neither of the two teams have any real momentum.
No.
This series is even, to your point. It's been even from a scoring standpoint. I look at this now. It's a three-game series.
Right.
The Suns have home court advantage. That's kind of where we're at. It's almost a restart in my mind.
The Suns won the first two, 118-105 and 118-108. Okay, so you have a 13-point win and a 10-point win. And I'll be honest, that was our first look at the finals. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were home games, but it certainly looked like, oh, my God, the Suns, this may not be a great series.
Right.
But we said, let's go to Milwaukee. So we go to Milwaukee. It's a blowout. 20-point win, and it wasn't that close. Super close game. Now we get to the fun stuff because it's a best of three. Suns get two of those three at home. And really, all the Bucks have to do, I mean, they have to take care of their home court, but they just got to steal one of those.
Yeah.
And they're the champs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and dare I say, I think game five is easier to steal than game seven.
I completely agree with you. I think if the Suns do win tomorrow, and they should, by the way, I think they're favored by 4 or 5. The Suns win tomorrow. Guess what? They don't have momentum either.
No.
But now the Bucks have the pressure of going back to Milwaukee in a doer. That is what's called a must-win game.
Yeah, with the clinching right. game is usually is a must win.
When you're down 3-2 in a series, it is a must win. So get out of here with the whole sports radio narrative and stolen momentum. My butt. We'll take a break.
Yeah, that was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, Soundgarden. We're all over the place. Trey Mancini. Showing that there is life after cancer. This is a heck of a story and a heck of a quote. Adam Schefter, we talked yesterday about Deshaun Watson. Well, he has a Deshaun Watson update. It wasn't the update I was looking for.
No.
We'll find out what Adam said next.